Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is 70 of the Dumbest Things You Should Never Say or Ask. On a recent Little Things Matter Facebook post, I listed 4 questions you should never ask someone and encouraged readers to have some fun by adding theirs to my list. Well, fun we had. 128 comments later, a new record, I was laughing so hard that I had tears in my eyes. Much of my laughter was because I couldn't believe some of the things that people would say. Well, we went through this list and came up with 70 of the things that you should never say or ask. I hope they bring a smile to your face. Because of the length of this list, I'm not going to say all the numbers in this podcast, so I'm just going to indicate what it is that we should never say or ask, and hopefully it comes across well in this podcast. Let's begin by talking about the things you should never say or ask of a woman. You should never ask a woman who is overweight, when is she due? In fact, I've just learned never to say anything about any woman's body unless it is very positive. When are you going to have that baby? Seems like you've been pregnant forever, as she turns around with the baby in her arms. Or asking woman, are those real? When referring to her diamonds, hair color, nails, or whatever else may come to your mind. How old are you? Honey, is that what you're wearing tonight? Do you know that outfit makes you look fat? Which ex-husband? Have you had cosmetic surgery? You look tired. How much do you weigh? Are you mad at me? If the woman with an older guy, is that your dad? You're really not going to eat all of that, are you? Did you look in the mirror before you left the house? What did I do wrong? How much longer before you're ready? Hey, lady, that's a big foot. What's your shoe size? Are you wearing makeup? I thought you were a blonde, brunette, redhead, or whatever other color she was before. Have you put on some weight since I last saw you? You're starting to show some facial hair. Asking an older woman with a younger man, is that your son? Here are some things you should never say or ask a man. Which ex-wife? What should I wear tonight? Does this dress make my rear end look fat? Do you really love me? If you love me, prove it. Are you a jerk to everyone you meet or just me? What are you thinking? To a bald guy. What happened to your hair? Have you had a hair transplant? Asking a guy with a younger woman, is she your daughter? Here are some things you should never ask a child, and this is just 3 things, but having had 4 children, I can tell you that it is very important that we only speak positive things to our children. So here are the 3. When are you going to grow up? Are you a boy or a man? Why do you act that way? Here are things that you should never say or ask a friend. How's your sex life? Have you put on some weight? Who are you and what have you done with my friend? Did you pay to have your hair done that way? What does the doctor say about that? How much money do you make? Do you think my husband's sexy? Wow, are you sure you want that dessert? How many times have you been married? Are you going to eat all of that? Why didn't you invite me? Is that real or a knockoff? Or asking a foreigner, where did you learn to speak English? As the foreigner indicates that he or she was born in the United States. Here are other dumb things you should never say or ask. What's your sign? When are you going to have kids? When are you going to get married? Why are you still single? To a male nurse, when are you going to make doctor? To someone who stutters, just spit it out. To a patient in the emergency room, hey, how's it going? When you eat something and you say it's awful and then ask others, would you like a bite? How much did that cost you? If someone tells you they are on a diet, hey, does it work? Is your child a boy or a girl? We've had 4 kids and we've heard that too many times. Is this your grandchild? Why do you always do that? Asking what happened when learning of someone's death. I've learned that when you get that call that somebody's died, you just say sorry. You don't ask what happened. Asking someone, will you be using the senior discount? What's your credit rating? What religion are you? Oh, another favorite one. Did you pray about that? Or asking, what happened when learning of a tragic event in someone's life? Once again, when you hear about some bad news, don't ask questions. Just say you're sorry and ask if there's something you could do to be of help. If you meet a Korean or a Japanese person and ask them, are you Chinese? And then lastly, if someone has a skin condition or some form of a deformity, is there a treatment for that? Once again, just stupid things. Well, I don't know how it came across on this podcast, but when I read this list, it was definitely funny. And yet there is a serious lesson in all of this. My biggest takeaway from all these comments is that words have power. They can inspire, heal, or make us laugh, or they can make us cry, harm, or destroy. If you think before you speak, you'll have a much greater chance of building and sustaining long-term relationships. From this day forward, let me encourage you to think about the words that come out of your mouth and how they make others feel. That is certainly my biggest takeaway and something I'm committed to doing. And remember this quote by Plato, "Wise men talk because they have something to say. Fools because they have to say something."